Hello again and welcome to Medical Minutes, a service of Fairfield Medical Center. Donna Stalder is here looking very chipper for a December day. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. And we've got another great guest. Her name is Mandy Hayes. Why don't you tell us about her?
Mandy Hayes is with us from the Graduate Medical Education Department. She is the supervisor for Graduate Medical Education.
All right. Well, first of all, welcome. I understand this is your very first time doing any kind of radio or interviews, things like that.
It is.
Well, we're going to go easy on you. We're going to talk about what you know and what you do well. So let's start with graduate medical education. What do you do? You're the supervisor of what?
I am the supervisor of graduate medical education, mm-hmm. commonly referred to as GME. Mm-hmm. We are a residency training program. We currently have two residency programs at FMC, family medicine and internal medicine. Mm-hmm. We have 12 residents annually in each program.
Mm-hmm.
Training physicians that we hope will fall in love with our community and stay here.
And first of all, we need to, say kudos, because the American Osteopathic Association has given a 100% score for the internal medicine program. So this
Correct.
Is pretty darn, you know, top of the heap here, isn't it, Donna?
Yes, it is. And it's so great to see these physicians with our staff and learning and training. And, you know, it's so great to eventually see them graduate and then, you know, have them come out in the community and still see patients. And it's that connection that they've built, which
right.
is fantastic. And you don't get that if you just recruit them right out of another program from
right.
from another, you know, state.
Right.
So this is a real win for Fairfield Medical Center.
This is a residency, right? It's a residency program that happens right here at Fairfield Medical Center.
Correct. So the physicians that are in residency have completed medical school mm-hmm. in an osteopathic program.
Okay.
And then from there, they choose a specialty that they want to practice in, what they want their real job to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, those are
what they want to practice the rest of their career, right?
Correct.
They're going to then specialize in
Correct.
Something.
Correct. So they've chosen to specialize in family medicine and internal medicine.
Which, you know, we need a lot of. We mm-hmm. need good physicians, you know, coming into those pipelines, right?
And to Correct. Let patients know that primary care physician is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you do need, you know, like if something happened to your finger, you have a cut on your finger and it doesn't warrant to go to the emergency department, you can call your primary care physician, mm-hmm. whether it be a family medicine physician or an internal medicine physician, and they can see you, and you don't have that, you know, that high deductible that the emergency
yep.
department would have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat. And again, it's great to see these programs happening right here, we're bringing graduate programs and graduate students in to do this.
Correct.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Besides an automobile, how did you get to Fairfield Medical Center?
Well, I spent the first 8 years of my professional career working for graduate medical education at one of the Columbus hospital systems.
Okay.
And then I stayed at home for about 6 years with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2011, I was ready to go back to the workforce. Mm-hmm. Was super excited that FMC had a recently started residency program, so
yeah.
I would be able to, my hope was to be able to work locally as my kids were going to school.
Are you from Lancaster originally?
I'm not. I'm from Columbus.
But you found your way to Lancaster and you realized what a great community it is to live in.
I did. I love it. And it was really great for me to be able to, it was a positive
yeah.
to be able to work in the community that I live in.
Absolutely. You get to, number one, have a short commute to work, but mm-hmm. also have a rewarding career right here in Lancaster.
Yep.
And your kids are going to some good schools too,
yeah.
right?
And we're very happy to have Mandy. She does a fantastic job for the Graduate Medical Education Department.
Right. And again, you've been you came in 2011,
correct?
Right? So let's talk about the Graduate Medical Education. It's an interesting program, you know. Why, again, I guess we'll go back to the history. You said we didn't always have it, but was glad to see we did. Why would we start a program like this?
Really, the pool is for primary care. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, nationally there's a shortage in primary care. So the idea was to bring these docs in, be able to train them in our community, and then, like I said earlier, just for them to fall in love with our community and love what we're doing and the people and want to stay here.
Are these the type of primary care physicians you'd see go in and set up a medical practice in Amanda or Bremen or someplace like that where, you know, my mom lived in Bremen and she had that doctor that was there, you know, her whole life. It was like, I go see doctor, and there was a doctor there. And mm-hmm. and those small towns in our area needs primary care physicians.
Yeah, right? the internal medicine and the family medicine physicians would both be groups of docs that you would consider PCPs.
Help me out with internal medicine. Just what does that entail? Obviously, it's internal, but what does it mean exactly?
So family practice physicians, so just to speak a little bit about their training and how they train when they're here, the family medicine physicians are going to spend most of their time in the family medicine clinic, the Fairfield Community Health Center. They are going to be there almost every day of the week, doing your office-based medicine and things like that. The internal medicine physicians, the majority of their training is actually inpatient in the hospital.
Okay.
They do have some clinic component in their training, but it's only one half day a week that they're in their clinic seeing patients. Okay,
but the rest of the time they're in the hospital.
Correct.
So it's a dynamic environment. They never know what they're going to see.
Yeah, and they're...
Which is what you want, right? You want them to see a huge variety of different things.
They're getting exposures to all different specialties within the hospital.
Neat. And you're supervising all of this.
I am.
This is your you're making sure that everybody's doing their what they're all the how many graduate students do we have or graduate, you know, do
So we have a total of 24 residents.
12, wow.
Yeah, 12 in each program.
Wow. And that's a lot in a community our size. That's amazing.
And then we have a small but mighty GME staff that...
Small but mighty.
I love that. Small
that keep it all running smoothly.
Let's talk about the American Osteopathic Association. I've heard of the AOA before. And again, they are your accrediting body.
They are.
They are your governor, if you will. They're determining whether your program is meeting the standards. When we talk about a perfect score... Pretty darn impressive. But tell us about the AOA a little bit.
So the AOA is our accrediting body. They basically give us the rules, if you want to call them, as to how we should train a physician. So there are some common program requirements that are high level across the board. And then there are subspecialty requirements. Okay. So family medicine has their own list of requirements and internal medicine has their own list of requirements. And the AOA is the body that provides us with that information.
And so when they're looking at your program, they're looking at how you've organized it, how is each of those residents, accomplishing each of those marked goals and what the results are. And so it's a continuing. And how often are you reaccredited or how often do they look at you?
This was our first internal medicine inspection. Okay. It will likely be our last AOA inspection because we are transitioning into the ACGME world.
Okay, help me out. Okay, you just hit me with a bunch of alphabet soup. What is that?
So it's the
ACGME.
The alphabet soup is I've lost
American College of something.
It's the basically the MD accrediting world.
So instead of the DO, it becomes the MD accrediting.
It does. So we're still going to have MD and DO medical schools under the single accreditation.
Gotcha.
But the AOA is being absorbed into the ACGME.
So the 24 residents you have, how many of them, will some of them become MDs and some of them become DOs, or are they all DOs?
They're going to be MDs or DOs based on the medical school that they graduate from.
Gotcha.
So if they've graduated from an osteopathic medical school,
like OU has a College
Correct.
Of Osteopathic Medicine,
Correct.
For example.
So the ACGME is the Accreditation Council of Graduate Medical Education.
I was close. I was close. That's a mouthful. Yeah. But again, so you will be looking at then what the requirements for accreditation under the ACGME is, right?
I mean, correct. And we've already started that transition in our training. We still have to fulfill all of the AOA rules,
gotcha.
But then we're slowly transitioning, starting to incorporate some of those ACGME standards as well.
Neat. Okay, so now in 5 years, we've obviously graduated out doctors, right? Mm-hmm. Out into the community. Are they going out into far-flung areas? Are they staying in our area? What are our graduates doing?
So last year, our internal medicine class, all of them actually stayed in our community.
That is amazing.
Which is very
impressive.
That's fantastic.
Now, how many are you actually graduating out each year?
Yeah.
Four.
Okay, so
four.
So
there's four per class.
Four per class that graduate out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, it takes a while, doesn't it? How many years it is does. Total do they
so
have?
So it's a 3-year training program for each specialty.
Wow. You
should have had us do like a drum roll, you know, to announce that.
So it's, yeah, four per class,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Because
it
you,
is.
Get, yeah. you get 12 in each side, right? So
it is.
Wow.
And I, family medicine, I believe we had 3 of the 4. Mm-hmm. Stay in our
now,
community.
Now, again, if somebody, if you get a resident, and I just want to kind of understand this, if they go into family medicine and they get a year into it and they say, you know what, I really want to do internal, or can they change their specialty once they're introduced, once they decide that's what they do?
So we did have one resident who was in our family medicine program, and he decided at the end of his first year that he wanted to transition into mm-hmm. internal medicine. He was able to do that. There's some paperwork process.
Is there some catch-up work you got to do as well?
A little bit. There are a few rotations that he had to make up, which extended his program a little bit, mm-hmm. but yeah.
It's exciting.
It's an option.
It's just, you got a lot to do.
It's busy, but it's good.
Yeah. And again, your office is based at Fairfield Medical Center, or where are you housed?
It is. We're right in the main hospital.
Nice. So you get to see all the activity going on. Well, it's neat. It's a cool program, and with the accreditation, you know, 100% score on anything. You know, I don't think I ever did that in school. So
yeah, it was a lot of hard work. It was a team effort, really, you know, between the GME staff, the residents, mm-hmm. even the attendings. It was a team effort, definitely.
I mean, and the fact that that when you graduate them out and they stay in the area and then contribute to our local economy mm-hmm. and our local, you know, our local health mm-hmm. and wellness of our community.
Yeah, I think
that's
it
exciting.
Speaks volumes to our community and to, you know, the relationships that they're building while they're here right. training.
Graduate medical education at Fairfield Medical Center. And Donna, how long have we had it here at FMC? Has it been 5 years, 6 years?
It has been around 5 years, I do believe.
We graduated our first residence in 2013.
Wow, so about 2010.
So they started in 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you started with probably the first, and you add 4 to each one each year.
We actually
year.
Started with 2 family medicine residents.
Okay.
And then from there, we just kind of grew the program, adding.
Now,
look how far we've come.
And help us out. As a resident, they're a doctor in the hospital, right?
They are.
They're a doctor. A residency is they're tied to that facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the education program, mm-hmm. but they're still a doctor, right?
They are. They're a doctor as soon as they graduate from medical school.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
But the 3 years is like they're finishing. It's like they're...
It is. It's just an additional training
yeah,
is what it is.
Well,
in the field, which is nice.
Correct.
Right.
And that's why it's so great when they graduate that, you know, they've already built those connections with patients and the staff. Because the staff, it's amazing to see how many of our medical staff
mm-hmm.
And our nurses and all the clinicians they work with. It's amazing to see that connection that they build with them. Because yeah. once they graduate and can have their own practice, I feel so confident that, you know, that the patients will pick that up and they'll
right.
say, you know what, I want to go to them because I remember going to them before.
So for a med student who's graduating, coming to Fairfield Medical Center as a resident, that's an honor, right? That's to be picked and put in that program. That's
it is. We're actually wrapping up our recruitment season. Mm-hmm. So for 8 residency spots beginning in 17, we received 204 applications.
Wow.
That's remarkable.
That is great. Tells you the demand, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
but it also shows you know, when you look at this process of college, medical school, the residency, 3 years, devoting that much time and attention to your mm-hmm. profession, it takes a special dedication, a special kind of person to do that,
and a special community.
And a special community. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, Mandy, thank you. Is there anything we didn't cover that we need to?
Well, if you have any questions, you can call 687-8000 and ask for Mandy, and she can steer you in the right direction.
Her name is
questions.
Mandy Hayes. I want to make sure I say it right. If I said Haynes, I apologize.
It's Hayes. That's
Hayes.
Correct.
Mandy Hayes. See, I told you I'd mess up a name before this show was over. Don and I, we go back and forth. I call her Darla all the time.
Darla. So. Yeah, I answer to it.
All right.
I'm getting used to it now.
Thank you, Mandy. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Medical Minutes, a service of Fairfield Medical Center.